This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hotel El Panama in Panama City, Panama, of course, the home of the man with the hands of stone, Roberto Manos y Pietra Duran. Of course, we've had a grand celebration this week. The WBO's in town, the World Boxing Organization, celebrating their 31st annual convention, of course, in Panama City. But, man, the highlight, without a doubt, was the time I got to spend with the legend himself, the greatest fighter of all time. That's right. Listen, you can say what you want about other guys, Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Jack Dempsey, George Foreman, Mike Tyson, this and that, but guess what? All those guys, well, Tyson and Ali to an extent, they look back and they considered Duran the greatest of all time, as I do. Why do I do that? Here's a man that fought at 122 pounds originally, moved up to 135 pounds, captured the world championship. I mean, did the title 17 or 18 title offenses, mowed through the 135 pound division, bypassed the 140 pound division, went straight to Sugar Ray Leonard at 147, beat Leonard, of course, in the brawl in Montreal, June 20th, 1980. Of course, that may have been his greatest moment in the minds of some people. But wait, Duran wasn't done. Yes, there was a no Moss fight. There were a couple losses to Wilfredo Benitez and a hapless Kirkland Lang. But Roberto bounced back and ended up winning the junior middleweight championship, beating, of course, Davey Moore in New York City in Madison Square Garden in 1983. And then later that year, challenging Marvin Hagler, the middleweight great, for the middleweight title. And guess what? He held Marvin in check for 12 rounds. In fact, after 12 rounds, Duran was winning that fight. But it went 15 rounds, and the bigger man prevailed. Straight up, size does matter, both in pornography and combat sports. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, live from Panama. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY-DOES, 1-800-878-7510. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment text line, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You tune to Ring Talk live from Panama City, Panama.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at rohproshop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to rohhonorclub.com.
rohhonorclub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
I think boxing is dangerous. Any man being hit in the head, the brain's a delicate thing. I think it should be well protected. If a fella's not qualified, he shouldn't be allowed to fight. But football is proven to have more deaths. Baseball, ice hockey, horse racing, is car racing is much more dangerous. But I would advise nobody to box if they get hit too much and it's too dangerous.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The mighty tower of power. Ain't nothing stopping us now. Basically, that is my motto of life, no doubt about it. Nothing stopping me, baby. Come to you live from the Hotel El Panama in Panama City, Panama, as I said, on site for the WBO 31st Annual Convention. Of course, President Francisco Valcarcel had a wonderful week here. Of course, he's in charge. There's no doubt about it. Paco's the man when it comes to the WBO. I mean, he's a president, but since Raul Salas, of course, the founder of the WBO, of course, a member of the governing board, who I spent some time with yesterday and took some pictures that were up on the internet. But when Raul decided he was going to step away from the WBO as far as being the president and founder, he anointed Francisco Paco Valcarcel, and Paco's worked out perfectly in that role, without a doubt. So we want to thank Paco. We want to thank Diana. We want to thank the entire crew and, of course, everybody at the WBO, especially Dory. Dory has some problems this week, folks, and most of you know that Doris Companies works for the WBO, and she's like my mama, okay? She's the diva. I call her whatever you want. Whatever she wants, she gets, okay? Well, this week she came to Panama for the convention. She was sick, and she's got some health issues already, but she was sick, and they put her in this 39-degree basement office, and she had a coat on, stuff wrapped around her neck. It was a nightmare, okay? So anyway, she got sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. She went home. What happened? Her mother fell out an hour after she got there and went into convulsions. So she's at the hospital now, 24 hours removed from Panama. My diva is in a Puerto Rican hospital taking care of her mother. So it's been a wild weekend for people with the WBO. It was good at first, and then, of course, there's some bad that gets to every good. Anyway, enough of that. Let's talk boxing. Of course, we've got Boxing Night, Rockin' and Rollin', ESPN+. You got to love these apps, baby. In fact, I talked to all the boxing people down here, the old-timers, the new, you know, some of the new guard, this and that. The old-timers still want to do club shows. They still want to. I said to them, I won't mention his name, but I said, bro, I said, you know, you're doing these small shows. I said, imagine if you had TV for them. He goes, well, I can't get TV. I said, you can get it now with DAZN. You can get it now with ESPN+. I mean, if you put together a decent card, you can get this televised. Not only that, you can get paid to put your card on TV. Yeah, he doesn't want to do it. You know why he doesn't want to do it? Because it's uncharted water for him. Old boxing people don't want to take on new way. I remember when Dan Duva, the late Dan Duva, in fact, I spent some time with his brother Dino Duva this week. Of course, he was the founder of Main Events Monitor, of course, the promotion of Group de Bartasi, 1984 Olympic team, Mark Breland, Evander Holyfield, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, Dan was the pioneer of pay-per-view. He was the man that came up with the idea that we would have pay-per-view in each household. In other words, you would pay $21, and that's what he started out, I think it was 1995, for the first Sugar Ray Leonard Tommy Hearns fight in September of 1981, when it went on pay-per-view in limited homes around the country. In other words, they still had the closed-circuit sites where you went to movie theaters and gyms and things like that to watch the fights, but you got to watch them at home. And at first, when the home pay-per-view concept was introduced, people like Bob Arum and Don King were saying it would be the end of boxing, that boxing would never prevail anymore, that boxing was done, this and that. Well, you know, pay-per-view is how they squeezed billions of dollars out of the economy, the boxing economy, and they did. I mean, they were putting cards on pay-per-view that should have been on ESPN 10, 15 years ago. That's the quality I'm talking about. The quality of the cards on pay-per-view, where they were asking you to pay 25, 30, or 40, maybe sometimes 50 and 60 bucks, they just weren't, the dollar value wasn't there, okay? So I thought you were getting burned. So that's why I stepped away from the world of pay-per-view to an extent, as far as me buying it and me advocating you buying it. In other words, if there were good pay-per-view events, I recommended it to you. If they were not good pay-per-view events, or like spit pay-per-view with an H, I told you that as well. Bottom line is, we've had some good runs as far as pay-per-view is concerned. It's done. Pay-per-view, remember, as I said, closed circuit came and went. Pay-per-view has came and went. Yeah, maybe Showtime will still do a pay-per-view now and then, but it's done. The Zone, of course, giving Canelo Alvarez, Saul Alvarez, that's his official name. Of course, the world middleweight champion out of Mexico now. Once beaten fighter was like 48-1. Wow, what a record. But he signed the contract for $365 million for 7 years. It was like $2,000 an hour or something like that. That's a lot of money. Imagine that, making $2,000. Imagine, just for the sake of you racist folks out there, imagine this. You got some Mexicans sitting on the other side of the border wearing a sombrero, right, making $2,000 an hour, $2,000 an hour for 7 years. Can you deal with that? You Trumpies probably can't. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live worldwide around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY-DESK, 1-800-878-7510. And, of course, the mighty Ring Talk will come to you tonight on the Taco Man Radio Show. We'll do a live show at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. Of course, live here in Panama, it'll be at midnight here in Panama, 12 o'clock, of course, the Taco Man Audio Magazine, where I sort of get to, you know, I used to be a stand-up comedian, and that was my name, Johnny Taco, and I had some fun. I, you know, worked the stages for the clubs around here for a while, but I still like to delve back into comedy once in a while, so we have some fun. We'll bring in Seth Meyers tonight. We'll have some fun tonight. Believe me, Taco Man Audio Magazine, not a radio show. And check it out, 10 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Saturday night, only on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So I'm kicking it at the Hotel El Panama, and you know, the people have treated me really well here, and you know, we'll get into Duran in a little bit, but they've been really nice. I mean, everywhere we went, they were really attentive. In the shopping centers, you know, we asked people in stores for assistance, things like that, and the Panamanian people were just so warm. You know I'm joshing you, right? You know, when that long pause, you know what that means. You've been listening to the show long enough to know. You know, I'm waxing you. The reason why I'm waxing you is that some of the Panamanian people down here were just outright rude. They were. I mean, some of them were just rude, man. We'd go into stores, you know, and I'm dressed pretty nice. You'd go into stores, and they would ignore you. And when you say something to somebody, they would, like, looking at their cell phones, like, this chick, you work here, man. What are you doing? I'm asking you. I went into a drugstore, and I was asking for directions, and she kept looking at her cell phone. She never looked up at me once. I wanted to say to her, and I didn't, okay? But the bottom line is, some of the Panamanian people are a bit curt. I just put it to you like that. But overall, it's a nice place. It rains 8 months a year here. So how can a nice place rain 8 months a year? Think about that. How could it's hell here. I mean, when it rained yesterday, I'm telling you folks, here I am out in the middle of nowhere, basically. I mean, in the middle of the city. But it starts raining, and I'm basically out in the middle of nowhere because you can't go nowhere. It's the hardest rain I ever saw in my life, and it rained for an hour and 15 minutes. And my girl tells me, you know, 15 minutes, the rain's over. Not yesterday. An hour and 15 minutes is what it rained. But bottom line is,
It's a nice place to live, I guess, but not for Pedro. And I'm not going to be living in Panama, not for the rest of my life. No way, no how. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, celebrating the legendary Roberto Duran. Of course, Manos de Pietra, man. He's got his own restaurant down here in Panama City, and I'll be checking it out. But, you know, when I saw him earlier in the week, of course, Thursday night, kicked off, sort of capped off our celebration here with a banquet, and of course Roberto brought his band, so they were rocking and rolling. Of course, you know that I've had Roberto on the show in the past, and he's a singer, not really, but he's a legend, so I guess he can sing. You know, that's the way it is. And plus, you know, these are like, he gets up there and he's got the rhythm going back and forth, you know, and they're all juking and jiving, and everybody's having a good time. And you know, I mean, it was good music if you like that kind of music. But Roberto was rocking and rolling. He had a good time. And, you know, the greatest fighter of all time. Every time I used to be around him when we were in camp together, he was starving. So there's two different versions of Roberto Duran. There's a Roberto Duran that was starving, that was a total passhole with an A, okay? But then there was Roberto Duran, who was the sweet, nicest guy in the entire world. And that's the guy that he is now. When he's not dieting, every time you've been around the guy, he's just wonderful to be around. But when he's dieting, not the guy you want to be around. Of course, Duran, famous for taking off 45 and 50 pounds before a fight. Of course, that was his downfall in the end, the lack of discipline. But, you know, when you have to struggle to make 135 pounds for like 10, 12 years, you know, it wears on you. I tried to make 139 for a long time. Remember that last time? I made it barely. Last couple of times, barely made it junior welterweight division. Why? Because age takes over, and you can't defy age. Coming up on 22 minutes past the hour, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Drop me an F-bomb if you want. You can via the text. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby. The joint be jumping at Bob's City. The mama be humming at Bob's City.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
I don't know about the greatest fighter of all time, but as far as radio talk show is concerned, put me up there, baby. That's right, the self-anointed, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio world, of course, having defended that title, undisputed for 34, make it 35 years. Of course, fights of note tonight. This is Saturday night, of course, El Paso, Texas, ESPN+. That's right, the app that you have to have for your boxing fan. There's two apps you need to have. And Larry Merchant and I both agree, The Zone and ESPN+. Tonight, ESPN+ comes to you from El Paso, Texas. Of course, Miguel Burchelt, 34-1, 30 whacks. They got Miguel Roman, of course, 60-12, 60 wins, 12 losses, 43 whacks. That's 12 rounds for the WBC 130-pound belt. You know, Burchelt's supposed to win this. Ramon's been around a long time. He's already lost 12 times. Guess what? I'm betting on him losing a 13th time. How about you? Anyway, looks like Miguel is a solid. In my mind, I mean, the odds are not that far apart, but in my mind, the champion is going to defend here. That's just the way I look at it. I think the Mexican's got a good record, but he looks like a bowling pin that will be knocked down about the 10th or 12th round. Mark down words, he will celebrate loss number 13 tonight in a bid for the WBC 130-pound title. Now, that's what ESPN Plus on The Zone. I'm talking about DAZN. Josh Hillier, 13-0, coming to you out of Glasgow, Scotland. And you folks remember when I used to write for the Glasgow Sunday Post? That was the biggest newspaper in all of the UK. It had a four million circulation on Sunday mornings. And what did I do? I was doing my boxing column in Glasgow, Scotland. Those people were upset at me. They used to send me faxes. This was before the days of the internet and that kind of stuff. They would send me faxes. They would just like tear me apart. How can you talk about boxing that way? But, you know, we had a good time. And when the internet came around, the newspaper jobs just sort of went away, and the magazine jobs just went away. Of course, the web took over, and I really thought that the web would like bring the world clarity, be it in boxing, be it in the JFK assassination, be it in political and government and this and that. It hasn't worked out that way. I think the internet is just a tool of whoever's reading it and whoever's using it. Because the bottom line is, I mean, look at our current political situation in the country. Either you're on one side or you're on the other side. There's no in the middle here. It's a little scary. Anyway, enough of that. Let's go back to tonight's fights. Of course, I really like this Josh Hillier guy. He's 13-0, but he's taking on Ryan Martin, who's 22-0. So the guy's got a lot more experience than him professionally, but Josh is considered the better fighter as far as pedigree is concerned. 13-0, 11 whacks. That means 11 short winnings, 11 short endings. Ryan Martin, 22-0 with 12. They are fighting at 140 pounds. Also on the same card, Ryan Burnett, another hot fighter out of the UK, 19-0 taking on 19-0 with 9 whacks, not a big puncher, taking on Nonito Donaire, the Filipino Flash. Remember him? July 7, 2007, he knocked out Victor Arcinian for the World Flyweight Championship, right? 7-7-0-7, he knocked out Victor Arcinian for the lightweight, for the flyweight championship, 112 pounds. Well, I look at my calendar right now, this is 2018. That means that was 11 years ago. Now, 11 years in the world of a fighter is an eternity, right? Well, 11 years in the world of a fighter that fights at 118, 120 pounds is like 10 lifetimes, okay? It's like, he's done. Stick a fork in Nonito Donaire. And he's my guy. I mean, he lived across the bay from me. I was a very big supporter of the Filipino Flash. You guys know that, and I've said, and I herald his accomplishments and his significant wins, and the fact he's always been a good, classy family man. I mean, you know, the guy's a good guy. There's no doubt about it. But there comes a time when all that stuff doesn't matter, and it boils down to what you got left. And right now, he's got nothing left, okay? So he takes his record of 43-5, a decent record for a pro, 24 KOs. He takes into a title for the WBA bantamweight title. The only chance I give Mr. Donaire here is the fact they're fighting at 118, and I think that he has a better chance of prevailing at 118 because he's a smaller guy. At 115 was probably his best weight. 112, some people thought he peaked out it, but I thought maybe 115 might have been his best weight. But now he's fighting back at 118. He went up to 126. The guys were just too big. He went to 122. Those guys were too big, okay? So he's back down to where I think he belongs, where he can fight somewhat competitively at the age of, what, 34 years old now. But Nonito Linares, 43-5, 24 KOs. Unless he pulls lightning out of a bottle, he's going to get his head handed to him by Ryan Burnett, 19-0, 9 KOs. Expect a 12-round decision, the Filipino Flash, to lose and become 43-6. Of course, he returns to the Bay Area. That's where he lives, in Newark, California. He returns with the prospect of looking at retirement. I mean, am I jumping the gun here? Yeah, he might pull off an upset. For the most part, it ain't going to happen, folks. I mean, you can wish in one hand and spit in the other. Guess what? The hand you spit in is going to get full a lot faster. So those are the fights this weekend. There's also a fight on Facebook in New York, the Colombian middleweight, the light heavyweight. Of course, Sullivan Barrera, he took on Andre Ward a few years ago. He went the distance with Andre Ward. Ward told me he was a better fighter than most people think. Anyway, he's taking on Simi Monahan, like Shawnee Monahan. Shawnee's an Irish lad. Obviously, they're going to do this in New York. It'll be on Facebook Watch. So check out your Facebook schedule. That's today, the boxing schedule. Now, we look back at last week. Wow, it was rock and roll. How about, you know, this IBF flyweight title? IBF champion Felix Alvarado, now 34-230 wax, a seventh-round TKO winner over Randy Petorkin. Of course, he comes to us out of the Philippines, now 29-3-1, 22 KOs. That was Monday night in Manila. The body shots from the champion, man, they were amazing. Dropped them three times to stop the fight. And, you know, special fighters go to the body. Roberto Duran, the body puncher. Myself, the body puncher. Not special. Hey, if you want to call me a special boxer, call me, like, special when it comes to, like, special education, because I'm not that good of a boxer, okay? But guys like Duran and, you know, Cuevas, I mean, the masters of the body punch. And, in fact, I think the best body puncher I ever saw in my time was Mike McCallum. They call him the body snatcher. Of course, out of Jamaica. He was the WBA middleweight champion, WBA junior middleweight champion, moved up and won the light heavyweight belt as well. But Mike was the best pound-for-pound fighter, I think, for a long time. And, of course, he was the guy that Sugar Ray Leonard said, no, he didn't want to fight him. Tom Aaron said, no, didn't want to fight him. I don't think they offered the fight to Duran, but if I was Duran, I wouldn't have taken the fight. But, of course, he and Curry hooked it up in 1988. I'm talking about Donald Curry, who was supposed to be the heir apparent to greatness, and he was going to be the guy that was going to take over the welterweight and junior middleweight divisions, okay? He was going to become like the next Sugar Ray Robinson. Well, he fell short on that. He wasn't the macho guy, most macho guy in the world anyway. In other words, he was a little light in the loafers. You know what I mean by a little light in the loafers? Think about that, folks, just for a minute. He was a little bit light in the loafers. Anyway, Donald Curry, who had a feminine side to him, are you getting the picture yet? Who had a feminine side to him, fought McCallum for the 154-pound title in Caesars Palace at the Rays Now Sports Pavilion, man. And, of course, that big knockout, the greatest left hook I've seen has ever been thrown in boxing. Bam! Mike McCallum knocked out Donald Curry, and my family was sitting there, and I remember my stepfather, Grandpa Mike Ramirez, was like, wow, blown away by it because he had bet on McCallum. We all bet McCallum because McCallum was like a 2.5-to-1 underdog. And he was a bigger and more experienced champion. So he was going to lose in our mind. But that was a great day for the family and, of course, a great day for the body snatcher and the people of Jamaica, Mike McCallum. Man, 1988, how time flies. Speaking of time flies, we are 10 months into 2018, November 3rd, of course, coming up on that big fight. December 1st, the Staples Center, Los Angeles, California. Of course, the WBC heavyweight champion, the unbeaten one, 41-0, Deontay Wilder, taking on the also equally unbeaten 27-0, Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury, of course, the giant gypsy, 6'9". I called him a lummox. I called him all kinds of different names, man. I mean, I cast more negative aspersions than you can because he was a lummox. You guys know. Let me explain lummox to you. Okay. A lummox is a guy that's tall and clumsy and sort of hasn't got coordination and stuff like that, okay? But that's not the Tyson Fury of 2018. I saw some workouts of him this week that were absolutely amazing. Our workouts with the mitts designed just to impress the media and fans like that? Yes, they are. But the fact that he showed, wow, incredible footwork, the ability to move in and out, the ability to throw combinations. I mean, hard combinations. And when, you know, I look at Tyson Fury, I had him on the show a few years ago. Remember, he got knocked down by that Steve Cunningham, of course, the Marine that knocked him down in that one fight. Got him on the top of the head. So the big guy doesn't have a glass jaw. He has a glass head. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. Anyway, Tyson Fury, unbeaten, the linear world champion in the minds of historians, I guess, because he never lost that title. Instead, he got coked out and depressed and, you know, had some emotional issues. But now he takes on Deontay Wilder, and the hope by the Fury camp and the people in the UK is that he wins, of course, and sets up this mega fight in the UK with Anthony Joshua, who holds a WBO championship, of course, and another few sanctioning body titles. Anyway, the bottom line is that is the big money fight, no doubt about it, whether it's Wilder or whether it's Fury, but the Fury fight will be bigger in the UK, no doubt about it, than the Wilder fight will be. Either way, it's going to be a spectacular outing. I figure this is going to take place in April 2019. I think they've already got a date. It's April 9th or 13th. I can't figure the exact one, but it's the 9th or the 13th of April 2019. They'll hold this big heavyweight fight. It will be in the UK. Why? Because he draws 80,000 people, 80 to 90,000 people. I'm talking about the great, and he is great, man, no doubt about Anthony Joshua. Anybody that can pack those kinds of people into a house, you got to give him props. He sells 90,000 seats in a couple of hours. I mean, who can do that? Tyson couldn't sell 90,000 seats in a couple of hours. Julio Cesar Chavez couldn't sell 90,000 seats in a couple of hours. Muhammad Ali couldn't sell 90,000 seats in a couple of hours. Joe Louis, I can go on and on. You know what I'm trying to say, right? Nobody's done it like this guy, no doubt about it. He is special, without a doubt. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAYDOWN, 1-800-878-7529. Going to switch gears after the break and talk mixed martial arts with UFC rocking and rolling. They've got a pay-per-view event tonight, which I'm telling you not to buy. Don't buy it. I've told you before, you know, the good pay-per-view events, I encourage you to buy them. The nasty pay-per-view events, I encourage you to keep your money and go to a sports bar or maybe watch it on one of those websites. Now, I'm not advocating internet piracy. Okay, I'm not advocating that. But if you were to go to like VIPbox.tv and watch the fight maybe in Russian, you know, you could watch it for free. Now, maybe if you understand Russian and you're Russian, that will work out for you. So what I'm trying to say is there are options that you can listen or watch fights on regarding the UFC and boxing on the internet without having to pay for them, although I'm not advocating such. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check it. Ring Talk Worldwide, baby, comes to you from the Panama City, Panama, of course, the home of the great Roberto Duran. The 31st annual WBA convention is now in our rearview mirror. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations. iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Right there, rock him.
Sends a go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is just a fact of life.
Let the music play. This is the new title cut of the Tower of Power album. Of course, 50 years of funk coming to you from the Godfathers of Soul, Oakland, California. Fruitvale Avenue, baby. That's right. That's where they, of course, it all started. But now the band is in different parts of the country. But Emilio Castillo and crew, of course, celebrating 50 years with the release of their album, and it's called On the Soul Side of Town. And guess what? It is a special album, no doubt about it. I mean, it just is. I mean, there's some cuts in there. Can't Stop Thinking About You. It's just mind-blowing songs. It's a great album. And, of course, Emilio is such a stickler for detail and things like that. You know, and I questioned him on the album because it took him, like, you know, 4 years to make it. But like he kept telling me, this is going to be the greatest album I've ever done in my life. I don't know if it was the greatest album he's ever done because he's done like 21 albums prior, but it's a great record. Check it out on the Soul Side of Town. I'm talking about Tower of Power, baby. Of course, you know I'm live, coming to you from Panama City, Panama. Before I go any further, I want to welcome and mention the fact that my good brother in Sacramento, California, Fabio Flores, the greatest father of all time. He is my super dad, no doubt about it. He's my super dad, okay? You know, because I admire fathers. I just do, and mothers, but I admire fathers because, you know, to be a dad doesn't mean having kids. To be a dad means being a dad all the way. Well, last week, Fabio comes by the house. He drove Pedro. Just a coincidence, his first son was named Pedro. But he drove Pedro, Fabio, and Pedro drove down to Redwood City, California from Sacramento, California. It's like 120 miles to play soccer. That's how good the kid is. Man, the kid's a star, no doubt about it. But he's got daddy behind him, and today's daddy's birthday. So I want to mention happy birthday to Fabio, man. Fabio and Lupe, of course, got four kids. And this was a guy that was my right hand, per se, and he was my cameraman as I drug him all over the United States, St. Louis, Atlantic City, Las Vegas, New York City. I drug him all over the place, and I brought him to some questionable places where he was worried about his safety. But, you know, I always took care of him. We had some fun, no doubt about it. Happy birthday, Fabio Flores. Now, the subject of mixed martial arts, of course, the UFC rocking and rolling, that $4.2 billion entity that I think is a pink elephant, but what do I know? You know, well, I'm just a radio talk show. It's a guy that's seen a few things, but $4,200 million for a company that supposedly more popular and powerful than the New York Yankees or maybe the Manchester or UK soccer teams? I don't think so. Anyway, bottom line is UFC rocking and rolling tonight. New York City, they take over the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden, right across the street from my old home, the Hotel Pennsylvania. I told you about that. The phone booth rooms. Yeah, if you woke up and you stepped out of the bed, you walk right into a wall. That's how small that room was. The second smallest room in the entire world as far as hotel rooms. The first room was in Hong Kong. Anyway, of course, tonight, rock and roll in the UFC Heavyweight Championship on the line with Daniel Cormier, of course, the former light heavyweight champion, now a two-division title holder. Cormier, of course, he's only lost to John Jones, and of course, those fights were somewhat controversial in the fact that John Jones tested positive for steroids once and had some cocaine issues. Listen, John Jones coming back December 29th. We'll talk about that in a minute, but what a cheat. Anyway, Cormier will always be second to Jones because he hasn't got Jones' skills. He's a good fighter, a good wrestler, amateur stud, no doubt about it. I think he was a 2008 Olympian and a national amateur wrestling champion. So he is Cain Velasquez's wrestling coach. I mean, when people want to learn how to crank somebody's neck, they go see Danny Cormier. Danny Cormier, king of the neck crank, which is a hell of a hold. They threw me in that one time in a gym in San Francisco. I was playing around in MMA in the early 1990s, and the guy almost unscrewed my head off my shoulder. So I knew right then and there, this stuff is not for me. And the co-feature, Chris Weidman, the New York lad, of course, a former middleweight champion, the man that beat the Filipino wrecking machine. Just remember that? I called that fight. How long ago was that? Was it 3 or 4 years ago down there in Silicon Valley? Of course, it was on television on Fox Sports. And in the MMA guys go around, they're asking, you know, who you picked to win the fight. And, of course, I thought that Chris Weidman was a stud. I mean, the guy had never been taken off his feet. Never been taken off his feet. Think about that. Think about that. Wow. I mean, he's undefeated. He's never been taken off his feet. So he's an underdog in a fight? How can he be an underdog? How can he be an underdog? Well, he was. And at the end of the day, he wrecked the Filipino wrecking machine. In fact, I think that from that point forward, the Filipino wrecking machine was a lot less than that. But at the end of the day, Chris Weidman has taken his share of punches. Now, of course, 14-3 as a professional fighter. 2009 is when he turned pro. And I just thought that, you know, after that one fight where he was sort of jostled at the end and he didn't know where he was and he gave an interview, I think Chris Weidman, in my mind, was showing the negative aspects of combat sports. And I told you about that. The residual effects of combat sports are not like baseball or ice hockey or football. I mean, well, football, yeah, football. But or like horse racing or something. In other words, there's contact involved and the brain's involved. And if you have enough contact with the brain, negative things are going to happen. So Chris Weidman, in my mind, has got to win tonight against Ronaldo Souza. I think about, you know, packing it in. He's only 14-3. He's still under 30. But I'm telling you, Ronaldo Souza, a decent fighter from Cuba. I believe he was a Olympic gold medalist as a wrestler. So he's got some skills, no doubt about it. But Weidman, one time the middleweight champion of the world, we'll see if that prevails and he can reach reach those heights again as a UFC fighter. Of course, Cormier and Lewis, that's the UFC heavyweight main event. I'm not recommending this card. In fact, what I'm telling you to do is to not buy it. And, of course, people in Las Vegas are going to get pissed off that I said that. But, you know, don't buy this card. Save your money. Okay, you want to do something? Give some money to a homeless guy. You know, buy this card. Seriously. Go down the street, find a homeless guy, give him $10, and go to a sports bar and watch a fight for $10. Or go to those websites like VIPBox.TV. Of course, I'm not advocating that, but you can go to VIPBox.TV and watch a fight in Chinese if you want. And if you can understand Chinese, more power to you. But if you can't, it's only in sports, so you should be able to figure out what's going on. Anyway, the rest of the card sort of looks like this. David Branch and Jared Cannoner, okay, big names there. Carl Robinson and Jack Marshman, are you ready for that? Derek Brunson, there's a name, against Israel Adesanya. Outside of that, that's the pay card. So they want you to pay $70 for that. 1, 2, 3, 4 middleweight fights, and of course the fifth fight with Daniel Cormier against Derek Lewis. That's a five-round main event for the heavyweight title. Is it worth buying? Save your money. The prelim card on Fox Sports 1, of course, that's going to start at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time. Jason Knight's going to take on Jordan Rinaldi. Pretty good fight at featherweight, 145 pounds. A catchweight fight at 127.2. I'm talking about Ciara Eubanks taking on Roxanne Modafferi, and I think those are going to be chicks if Roxanne's in there. That sounds unless he's a transsexual, that's going to be a female fight. Roxanne versus Ciara Eubanks, of course, catch fight. Catch weight at 127.2 pounds. I guess they were supposed to make 125 or 126 and couldn't. Anyway, Julio Arce on the card at featherweight, 145, taking on Shaman Morris, and of course Ben Saunders taking on Lyman Good. The Fight Pass card coming to you, of course, only on Fight Pass. It begins at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That's 5 p.m. Eastern time. Is Matt Prevola taking on Lando Vanetta, Shano Burgos versus Kurt Holenbaugh, Brian Keller versus Montel Jackson, some guy named with a horrible last name. I'm not even going to try to do it. We'll call him Adam W., taking on Marcos Rogério de Lima. Obviously, he's a Brazilian. So these guys are going to hook it up as far as UFC in the main event tonight. Don't buy it. Just don't buy it. Dana White's going to scream. The UFC is going to scream. They'll probably cancel all the advertising. But, you know, the hell with it. Don't buy this card. If you bought this card, you're being duped. Okay, $70, $80 is just not worth it. No doubt about it. You tune to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, UFC does have some good cards this year, and that's not one of them. I mean, the Korean Zombie is going to fight in a couple weeks. We'll get on to that. November the 10th, he's going to rock the road. The Korean Zombie is a bit of a phenom from the, obviously from Asia, but he's had his ups and his downs, and his name is Chan Sung Jung. He's taking on Yair Rodriguez, and Yair can really fight. So this is going to be one hell of a 140-145-pound main event. The co-feature, the Cowboy, Donald Sterling taking on Mike Perry. Of course, that's at 170 pounds. And a woman's bantamweight bout on the card, Raquel Pennington, they're fighting at 135 females, taking on Jermaine Durandamy. And let me tell you, Jermaine Durandamy is like a man. She's one of the most manly-looking women I've ever seen in my life. She scares me, folks. I mean, she scares me. There's a few chromosomes that got went the wrong way there. Just my basic opinion. Take a look at her. Watch the way she fights. She's the real deal, though, and everybody has ducked her. So Raquel Pennington showing a whole lot of intestinal fortitude by blowing the step into the octagon, the cage, against Jermaine Durandamy. Joseph Benavidez on the card against Ray Borg, and that's about it. There's a couple other fights. Fox Sports 1's going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 fights. Of course, that's going to you November the 10th, live on Fox Sports, baby, from the Pepsi Center in Denver, Colorado. But the real fight I want to talk about is coming up. Of course, that's talking about the he is the heavyweight champion of sorts. It comes to the world of mixed martial arts because he's considered the best fighter, whether he cheats or not. I'm talking about John Jones. Of course, once beaten, the only time he ever lost was when he was disqualified. So he's never really lost a fight. He's the man, the former light heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, had me, Daniel Cormier, not once but twice. And, you know, he beat him decisively, knocked him out the second time. So John Jones coming back and taking on Alexander Gustafsson. Of course, they fought for the light heavyweight championship about 3.5 years ago, 4 years ago, and Jones won. But Jones suffered an injury where he had a dislocated toe, and his toe was sticking straight up in the air while the rest of his feet pointed towards the ground. It was really gnarly. He wasn't tripping on it, but, man, I was, like, freaking out. Don't show it to me. Anyway, John Jones, Alex Gustafsson, the main event, the co-main event, the real fight on this card, Chris Cyborg Santos. She is the most dominant woman in the history of combat sports. She's from Brazil. Of course, she was caught dirty on steroids a couple years ago, but that was like the worst-kept secret in all of mixed martial arts. I mean, if you couldn't look at her and say, hey, she's taking steroids, you're blind, because she had that body that was just like cyborg, okay? Anyway, Chris Cyborg Santos has not lost a fight since her debut some 9 years ago. She lost her first fight in the world of mixed martial arts, never lost again. She is the odds-on favorite, in my mind, to beat a lot of men, let alone Amanda Nunes. Of course, Amanda being from Brazil as well, she is the current bantamweight champion of the UFC, the woman that beat Ronda Rousey, of course, smoked Ronda. Of course, Ronda came back, fought Amanda, got beat up real quick. Fight didn't last long, but Amanda's went through the 135-pound division. Some people think like a knife through butter, but, you know, this is 145 pounds, so she's moving up 10 pounds. Now, will she benefit from the fact she hasn't got to cut weight and go down to 135? Yes. Will it help her? No. Listen, Amanda Nunes has two shots. Take that back. Amanda Nunes has one chance in this fight. Take that back. She has no chance. Slim and none, and Slim's out of town. But if she did have a chance, it would be landing a clean shot, a sucker punch, a lucky punch on the jaw of Chris Cyborg Santos, much like that was the only way that Conor McGregor was going to beat Khabib a couple of weeks ago. If he didn't land that one shot, it's over, okay? I don't think Chris Cyborg Santos is beatable right now, unless she has problems making the weight. Of course, she comes down from 175 pounds to 145 pounds. That woman loses 30 pounds, 20 pounds in the last week and a half to 2 weeks before the fight. So she does incredible weight cutting. In fact, you can check out her weight cutting on YouTube.com. In fact, some of you are saying, yeah, you know, Pedro always makes a big thing about cutting weight. Yeah, well, the reason why I make a big thing about cutting weight is that cutting weight is the most difficult thing in all of sport. I mean, Roberto Duran, I mentioned it earlier. You know, when you're around Roberto, for the most part, he's fun to be around when he's not dieting. But when he's dieting, he's just a monster to be around. That's the way people are. Don't feed them. They get upset. Cyborg Santos, Amanda Nunes, it all boils down to whether Chris Cyborg makes 145 pounds strong. And I think that'll be the telltale sign. I think she wins, but if she makes it at 145 and she's strong without having to suffer too much, I think she smokes Amanda Nunes. But if she doesn't smoke her, you can look this coming. It'll be a pretty good fight, no doubt about it. At the end of the day, no doubt about it, the UFC championship, 145 pounds, and the females will be on the line. UFC going and rocking from Las Vegas, December 29th, 2018, ending the year. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We come to you live from Panama City and the Hotel El Panama.
My Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Wrapping up in the live edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Hotel El Panama in Panama City, Panama. Of course, the lovely Central American country that has played host to us here. Of course, the WBO 31st convention taking place. It's in the rearview mirror as I speak. Of course, concluded yesterday. We had a grand gala. Roberto Duran was here. I told you about that. So the person that wasn't here is of significance. And the reason why I bring that up is that, you know, not too many people like Don King. They don't. Some people despise him. People think he's a piece of garbage. Some people think he's horrible. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing but he's a deplorable, this and that. Well, the bottom line is, you have to look at people in the way they treat you. And Don King has always treated me good. Yes, has he slapped me a couple of times, not physically, but other ways, and screamed at me and things? Of course he has. Has he disagreed with my journalistic opinions on Times and television when I worked for King Vision TV? Yes, he did. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, he always paid me fairly. He always paid me the money he was supposed to pay me. And I never, ever had a problem with him. Okay, I just didn't. The reason why I bring this up is that he was supposed to be here in Panama City for the WBO 31st convention, but he can't travel, I'm told, and he can't travel due to health reasons. So that means the godfather of promoters, Don King, is probably not long for this world, per se. So I'm in Florida in the next couple of weeks, and next, without a doubt, because we, you know, like I say, a lot of people don't like him, but, you know, he took care of me, he took care of my daughter, he fed us. I mean, when somebody reaches out to you and they're good to you, how can you speak negatively of them? So for those of you out there that want me to kick Don King in the teeth as he goes to his grave, I'm just not going to do it. Okay, I'm not. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget, Ring Talk is nice. We come to you twice, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In fact, tomorrow morning on the Sunday show, Johnny Signorelli, that's right, Mr. Las Vegas himself, the man that put together the Ring Talk Worldwide YouTube page, he'll be here live in the living color. We'll talk about boxing, MMA, and more. Of course, the two-hour show comes to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern time, each and every Sunday, right here on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So until then, 23 hours from now, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, live from Panama. Until then, 23 hours, we'll rock and roll Sunday morning. The show will rock from the Hotel of Panama. Until then, Scott Cuddy is a great producer, and Skype sucks. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.